Hello, how are you today?
A bit tired. All those hassles, all those things that drag us down. But it's all right. There is the day-to-day life, but this is not day-to-day right now. This is the night.Today is finished now, and tomorrow is not here yet. In between, there is sleep. Long, sound, deep sleep. Being a rock. Being a stump. Being a trunk. Immobile. Unmovable.With all the energy flowing through it, rich and fresh water welling up from the deep underground, warm and sweet sunlight pouring from above, welling up from the deep underground, warm and sweet sunlight pouring from above, pouring onto you, welling upin you, and giving you the energy to go through another day, to earn another day, make it a better day, and I will help you to reach that. Life is life. We are all going through it. There is the joy of it and the hassles.Now, in this fold of time, out of the days, I want to show you something nice in it. A nice place that will only be yours. A nice journey bringing you into that place. A journey into yourself, into your mind, and how you can turn it into somewhere you can go for a nap. Somewhere you can return from more refreshed, more alert. Somewhere that will make you stronger. Somewhere just for you. You're important, you know. And for those you want to fight for, they're important too.Somewhere you will come back to each time that you want. Somewhere you can customize, tailor, change the way you want once it is yours, once I have given it to you. Are you ready? Are you interested? Good. Good. Very good.Well, so, just close your eyes and simply breathe slowly, following my voice. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in my words, my voice, breathe out stress and hassles.Breathe in comfort and limpness. Breathe out the itches. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. You are doing very well. Breathe out. Just continue. Breathe in. I will tell you words.Breathe out and just imagine them. Breathe in. It is so easy. Breathe out to see these images. Breathe in. If I say tree, breathe out. You see a tree. Breathe in. A tall and old growth tree. Breathe out. Strong and serene. Breathe in. If I say forest, breathe out. You are in a forest. Breathe in.
An old, deep, wild forest.
Breathe out.
Yet calm and welcoming.
Breathe in.
If I say bench,
breathe out.
There is a bench.
Breathe in.
A simple wooden bench.
Breathe out.
Waiting for you in this forest.
Breathe in.
If I say lie down,
breathe out.
You just lying down.
Breathe in.
On that bench.
Breathe out.
In that forest.
Breathe in.
If I say night,
breathe out.
You look at the starry sky.
Breathe in.
Lying on that bench.
Breathe out.
In that moonlit forest.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Good. You are doing this very, very well. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. I know what I'm doing. I know how these things happen. I know how you react. And I tell you, listen to it with all the concentration possible. Wait for it and let it enter directly into your ears and imprint itself onto your brain. You are doing this very, very well. Let yourself process it and accept it deeply. You are doing this very, very well. You are very good at this. I have told you only a few words, and you just built a whole world out of it. I will tell you these words again, and just admire how quickly you are coming back into that scene you just invented for yourself. Tree. Forest. Bench. Lie down. Night. You are lying on that bench, beneath the stars, in that moonlit forest, looking at the stars. Lying on the bench, beneath the trees, your eyes lost, dazzled by all those stars. Thousands of stars, thousands of little dots of light, thousands of huge bubbles of gas, so bright, illuminating worlds, creating worlds, thousands, millions of worlds, worlds ripe with life, alien life. Life you will never see, but people, people too, people thinking and dreaming, just like you, billions of people dreamily looking at the stars, billions of people dreamily looking at the sun, a tiny speck of light, amongst many others. Billions of people dreamily gazing at it. Billions of people dreamily gazing at you. And you dreamily gazing at them. Billions of dreamy eyes. Billions of blank, fuzzy eyes. Gazing at you. And you gazing at them. Billions of stars. And you gazing at them. Lying down on that bench.
gazing at them. In that forest, gazing, gazing, gazing at them. Gazing at the stars. The stars. Stars. Blank, fuzzy stars. Looking at you. And dreaming. You are dreaming. You are dreaming so deeply. You are dreaming so deeply you don't notice. But I will tell you, you are dreaming. And you have two selves now. There is you lying in your bed, so comfy, listening to me, listening to my soft voice. So soft, gently lulling you in your ear. Don't you feel it? This is real. You are lying on that bed, in that bedroom, listening to me. And then, tree, forest, bench, lie down. Night, and you feel the breeze around you, the hard wood of that bench, the light of the moon caressing you. You are lying on that bench, beneath the stars, in that moonlit forest. Your body in the bed stays limp, but your body on the bench sits up, looking at the trees, that forest, and that path in front of you, that path that I designed for you. And you want to stand up. You want so dearly to stand up, to walk, to follow this path. This path that I designed for you, to know where it leads, what I have in store for you. You want to, but you can't. You can't stand up. Your legs don't obey you. They obey me. But it's all right. It's all right. You want to stand up, but you can't. But it's all right. You are under my control, but you know that I'm not mean. I'm not evil. I want you to spend a nice moment with me, under my commands, under my control. Under my words, you want so much to stand up, to walk. You are so eager to do so. Listen to me. Wait for my words. You know that they will feel good, that they will free you from what blocks you, what prevents you from doing what you want. Listen carefully. It is coming. Stand up. Stand up and follow the path. That beautiful path in the forest. Tall trees towering above you. The light of the moon. The path is so nice. Soft. Underneath your feet, soft leaves, soft earth, soft turn to the left, and behind it, open space, an expanse devoid of any trees, a clearing perhaps in this forest, another turn of the path. And then you see it. A lake. A calm, solemn lake. The water, flat and calm, like a mirror. A mirror reflecting the moon. The moonlight inundating the clearing. And the lake, calm, silent, and beautiful. You can walk now. Walk some more towards the lake. Reach the shore. It is so calm, so silent, so solemn, so pure. You see yourself in it, reflected within it, your entire body upside down, looking back at you with dreamy eyes. Dreamy eyes. Dream. Look at it. Look at your face reflected in the lake. Careful. Oops. You stepped into the lake. No more reflection. Just circles on the lake, moving away from you, telling the lake to the whole lake, he is here. Telling it, just with circles in the water, beneath the moon. But look, isn't that strange? Your feet are not wet. You can go into that lake, but you don't get wet. When you walk into it, you feel the water, its density, its resistance, but you are not wet. You don't float either. You are in the lake now, knee high, waist high, neck high, walking down into the lake. The water pressing onto you from every direction, but gently. And you don't float. You are not wet. As if the lake wanted to welcome you, but not to bother you in any way. Can you breathe in it? You make a step down, and then another. And now you are underwater, the water all around you, and you breathe in, and it feels so good. It is not the air you breathe outside, but not water either. The gentle smell of clean water, fresh water, ripe with trout and char, ripe with life, clean, pure, so clear. Dancing rays of moonlight illuminating it. An entire landscape underwater. Water plants growing between rocks. Tiny bubbles gurgling up in the light of the moon shining down into the lake. And this place makes you feel so good. You are seeing the beauty of this alien place, this underwater garden. You are breathing in the beauty of this place, and it feels like breathing in the moon itself. And A deep wave of contentment blows once again through your mind. And then there is something else. Down, 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 at the bottom of that lake. A bubble of light. A large bubble of light, waiting for you at the deepest point in the center of that lake. It is waiting, waiting for you. And you walk again. You walk towards this bubble. And as you reach it, you feel the warmth of the light inundating that bubble, a light with the color of honey, dancing, dancing inside the bubble, a light only a fireplace can make, and you walk into that bubble, your body out of water again, and dry, and fresh, and sound. And then you open your eyes. Why did you close them? The inside of this bubble is a room. A room with a bed in it. But not just a bedroom. A nice bed. One of those beds you don't just lie on. One of those beds that hug you. Whichever way you lie on it, it feels so good. It feels like it is just the right position. It feels like it was made for this. And in front of the bed, against the other wall, a nice fire lighting up the room, gently crackling in the fireplace, and an armchair between them, deep and plush, made for long evenings, reading books and listening to the storm outside, wood-paneled walls and shelves covered in books. And somewhere in the back, a computer. Not any computer. The kind that won't lag. The kind that won't let you down. A thinking machine. A machine to think, to draw, to write, to play, to code, to listen to music, to audios, a machine to do whatever you want. This place is so nice, so cozy, so perfect. The computer, the bed, the armchair, the fireplace, the shelves, the books. You begin to peruse the books. You read the titles on the spines. You open some of them. Who chose them? Who purchased them? You feel so good in this room, so content. But you can't stop asking yourself, who made this place? Who made this place possible? And then you began to realize the title on the spines. They are the titles of the books you have read, of the books you've loved in your life, and stories you love, but didn't even know they existed in books. You go to the computer and switch it on. it asks for a password. You key in your password, the one no one else knows about, and it boots up. It starts. No one but you could have used this very password. You look back at the room, at the wood-paneled walls, the windows, and the views on the lake. On the inside of the lake, trout looking at you through the windows. Are they envious? They can be envious. This place is your place. This is your place. This is your inner place, where the deep roots of your mind can anchor themselves and bring that freshness, that purity high into your head. That lake, the inside of that lake, the fire, the wood, the bed, the books, everything you want. This is your place. That room, that bubble of silence, in this underwater garden, in this underwater oasis, dancing rays of moonlight illuminating it, in the lake, that clear crystal of life, in the forest, ancient and majestic. In the starry night, all the stars, all the people, gazing at you, dreamily, and you, gazing at them. From this room, from your room, from inside yourself, from within yourself.